This next interview, we're going to take a break from some of the political stuff. This is a wonderful story, and I thank Corey for getting this story to our attention. The company out of Richmond, Virginia, is called Point 27, 27 the number. It's headed by U.S. Army retired Colonel David Dodd, and thank him for his service, and I appreciate it. Colonel Dodd's nice enough to join us this morning, and they're doing something to show respect and appreciation to the family of fallen State Police Staff Sergeant Jesse Sherrill. We, of course, had that morning of the fatal accident right here when that happened, in terms of letting you know the sad story. Out on 95, Staff Sergeant Sherrill had been working an overnight construction detail right around Exit 3 in Greenland, Portsmouth, 95 North, struck from behind by a tractor-trailer, left behind his family and children. Colonel Dodd joining us. GMI Studios this morning. Good morning, New Hampshire. Point 27. Tell us your thoughts, and thank you, first of all, for your service to the country, and secondly, for what you're doing for fallen officers and members of the service and people like Staff Sergeant Jesse Sherrill. Colonel, thanks for being with us.
Hey, Jack, thank you for having me. It's an honor to be on your show.
Why are you doing what you do? Tell us what you're doing, what you've done in 424 other situations for the families of fallen officers.
Point 27 is a nonprofit, and our mission is to strengthen and encourage members of the armed forces, first responders, and their family members with God's word. And we do it in a very simple way. We put a Bible verse on a dog tag necklace or a piece of jewelry, and we give it to a soldier, police officer, firefighter, or a family member of a fallen soldier or a fallen first responder. I first became aware of a company called Shields of Strength in 2001. I had just taken command of an Army battalion, and 3 days after 9/11, I was alerted that my battalion was going to deploy early, and our mission was to put in a communications network with voice data and video into Uzbekistan, Afghanistan, and Pakistan. So my sergeant major saw a Shields of Strength dog tag in a Christian bookstore, and it was engraved with Joshua 1:9, which says, "I'll be strong and courageous. I will not be terrified or discouraged, because the Lord my God is with me wherever I go." So we contacted the company, thinking it was a large company, to see if we could receive a discount to purchase the dog tag. And it turned out it was one guy and his wife named Kenny Vaughn, his wife, Tammy, he was married at that point, they were doing this out of their home. And it was just them, a little teeny small business. And when I explained to him what we were doing and who we were, Kenny sent us enough dog tags for everyone in the battalion and to have some left over to share with other forces that came into Afghanistan and early, and he wouldn't take payment from me. So that was when our friendship began in 2001. And what I saw with the dog tag was that soldiers of all types, even the ones who claimed to be atheists, took it and they wore it. And for me, I really didn't care why they wore it, whether it was out of superstition or they had a faith, or they just thought it looked neat, their buddy had one. Because what happens in combat, and it's very similar with policing, is there is a long period, or there are long periods of boredom, and then they're punctuated with a lot of activity in a short period of time. And soldiers, during that period of boredom, whether they're sitting around cleaning their weapons or just talking or having a meal, they would pull out the dog tag, and they're reading that verse, and it may be the first verse they've ever learned, but they recognize the truth, and they want to learn more. And so oftentimes they would come back to me or talk to someone they believed to be a Christian and ask, for me specifically, they would ask me why I was handing out the dog tags, what I believe, what my faith meant to me, and I would have a chance to share that with them. So when I retired after 2011, I wanted to continue to give back to the military, give back to soldiers. And that's when I stood up the nonprofit called Point 27.
That's awesome.
And so a few years ago, I was approached by a couple of different law enforcement agencies and asked me if I'd expand the mission to cover law enforcement. So our board decided we would expand the mission to all first responders.
Right.
And we've done that, and we created a dog tag with a thin blue line design, which is an American flag with the center stripe is blue. And then on the back of that, it's engraved with, "Blessed are the peacemakers, for they'll be called the children of God." And we also, I had made a custom dog tag that is a replica of a folded American flag. And on the back, it's engraved with, "Greater love has no one than to lay down their life for a friend." And so that necklace we give to family members of a fallen soldier or fallen officer.
And my understanding is, Colonel, you've given the dog tag necklaces to the New Hampshire State Police Department, those who are close with Staff Sergeant Cheryl, and to his family, you've presented these folded flag necklaces.
That is correct. And since 2014, unfortunately, we've given 29,000 family members the folded flag necklace between military and law enforcement. As far as the military goes, we've given 510,000 soldiers, sailors, airmen, Marines, the Joshua 1-9 dog tag. And with law enforcement, we've given 220,000 law enforcement officers the thin blue line tag. There's about 1 million officers in the country, and, you know, we're not going to quit until we get a thin blue line tag to each one of them. So we're about 20% there.
I love it. Colonel, how can our listeners, business owners, folks out there support Point 27? What's the best way to learn more and help support your mission?
Go to our website, which is very simple. It's just point27.org.
Thank you. Colonel, thanks for your service, which is ongoing, obviously. Make it a very great Thanksgiving, and I'm thankful that you're out there. Thank you, and to that couple that's helped you get this going, thank you very much.
Thank you, Jack. Take care. Bye.
All right, what a story. Great story. Thank you, Corey. That's a good one. That's an important one for this Friday.